Sorry about that,
because
Michael.
We started the credit card shit, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I apologize, dude. I trusted you enough. We could have just continued, but I also was, yeah.
Yeah.
You were at the part of searching, but, and I don't remember.
Yeah, well, there's a tracking system, so you'll be able to see all the leads, clicks, calls that we're bringing in for you, like where they came from, what keywords they were typed in to find you. You could request reviews.
Or we can play with it as we go, too. Like, my job is to pretty much be the customer and put myself where I would put my customers and how to get a hold of me in a way.
Right. So we'll address that during the client interview, though, tomorrow. So that's what the client interview is for, is building the website, doing the keywords, and then going over the service area and everything, so.
All right, fantastic.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Sorry, dude. I don't know who got kicked out. It's
all good.
4741.
Okay.
6590.
Okay.
1696-1525.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
It is 927.
Okay, and three-digit code on the back?
991.
Okay. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. I need, like, undivided attention here, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
USA Home Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Michael Murphy, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of USA Home Services, LLC today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Michael, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, and hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertising while using our services?
Yes.
Okay, and that doesn't mean that you can't do anything that you already have, but after today, if you're going to do anything, we just want to make sure that you're not, like, duplicating any online listings or paying for something that we're already doing for
you. I'm not using anybody but you, bro. Like, I'm going to use your credit
card.
I'm going to use your credit card with Angie's, and that's it. Like,
okay.
And I'm going to let them know. And then the Angie's can be good for a year with it paused, once I pause it, and permanent pause. And then that way, you know, in the first year of building this, I can show all my customers too. Yeah, I was even listed on Angie's before I found out about this company that helped me with this. And they do a full background check, 100% sex offender, everything. If you can't pass a background check, they don't let you go in customers' houses. So it's a good thing to have.
That's
the only good thing about that Angie's and Home Advisor is the background check. For you as a business owner, you know.
Well, we still do Google verification, so I'm actually going to send you that form right now, too, in this payment processes. But the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup is charged today. It's the 19th. Bless you. It's at the discounted pricing structure of $199. However, I still have you on a platinum package, or excuse me, a pro package with the website included, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, the agreement set up to renew each month on the 19th day, but it'll stay in that discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. It says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
What was the cancellation terms?
You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle.
We'll be good. What's the thing that came up? It says, Michael, 1215, thank you for choosing Local Splash. What's 1215?
I don't know. Why does it say that? Oh, Tara. Freaking Tara. Here, let me fix this for you. Tara had this on a hold until 1215 Pacific Standard Time until she talked to you. So she had put that in there. I guess it would just, I don't know, she accidentally... put it in the wrong spot.
Well, that's because she wanted to make sure that she called me back when she did her job, because that's how we're on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I did ask her to call me back. And if she I don't want to go with those other people. Like, you know, when I started doing some background reviews, too, they backed off a little bit.
Mm.
Like, I was like, well, I need some time. And I told him to call me back.
Yeah,
he still hasn't called me back. I told him to call me back about 15 minutes before I talked to your woman the first time. So she waited about, I told her, can you call me back in about 15, 20 minutes? She waited about 30 minutes, maybe 40, to call back, man.
Wow.
And he still had, even through all this conversation with you,
kind of a red flag. If they just,
Well, I mean, God, but I also said a prayer. I said, well, God, if this is what it's supposed to be, I said, then let me see if it's going to work. And if it can change my mind on how pushy they were, we'll see. And then all of a sudden, a different one. Because I didn't know what she was calling about. I was like, man, I hope it's not another thing. But at least I can, like, deflect any of these kind of calls. If anybody calls me about anything, I'll be like, no thanks, I'm already taken care of.
Exactly. If you even just mention our name, like, we've been in this industry for so long, and then us being partnered with Google and right next to Google, if you just tell somebody you're working with Local Splash that does internet marketing, they'll know. They'll leave you alone.
What's that platinum package you were talking about?
Well, the platinum one just has, like, the paid Facebook ads in it.
How much is that one? It's more expensive, huh?
I was telling you, I could start it up with a $100 budget into Facebook. I could do it at $299, so it'd only be $100 more.
Let's start where we're at, though, because I think I'm going to be able to generate enough business for now. And if I start advertising on Facebook, and some of my people that see that have helped me grow through there, they might be like, well, what the heck? Like, now he's, you know, advertising like that. I would need, like, everything beautiful before I even started that. Like, a beautiful page, beautiful Facebook page, all my reviews wrote from a bunch of my customers. Like,
I do build the page for you. But, yeah, I mean, the idea here is just to start with this, get the client.
And I need to have people that can help me knock out work, too.
Yeah. The good help is hard to come by nowadays. You got to make sure you get good client, good help. But yeah, I mean, we could add Facebook at any time. It's not like the Google listing where it's based on availability. I mean, Facebook ads, whenever you're ready, you just let us know, and we could run the Facebook ads for you and get the Facebook business profile up and running if you want to add that later.
Okay.
Okay. But, you should have everything in writing there. So you're going to have three text messages. One of them's a Google verification form. You got to fill that out, Michael. That'll be like your homework tonight. And then there's another one that has an outline of the agreement in writing in there. And you do have to sign off on that as well, hopefully before the client interview tomorrow.
Please use the form supply business profile verifications, which account. Yeah. I have a lot of accounts on. It's pulling the wrong one. I need to use USA Home Services.
Yeah. We'll clean it up. We'll clean it up. We just want to make sure that we have this paperwork where you're, like, giving us permission to access it and everything. So, you know, fill it out as best you can. And then if anything's missing during the client interview tomorrow, the technician will send you a link on how to add us as manager.
Tomorrow, or they're just going to call me?
Yeah, it's between 10 and 11.
Tomorrow
morning. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And they'll text you at 9 as a reminder, just like a heads up.
All right.
Okay? And you have my number, too, so if you need anything or you feel like you're missing something, just call back in.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man.
All right, looking forward to working with you.
Your number, with that extension.
Yeah, extension 544 will call me direct. Unless I'm on the phone like I am right now with you, but just leave a message, I'll call you back right away, or one of my reps will probably pick it up and then talk to you. If they can't help you, then just, you know, I'll call you back when I can, as soon as possible.
All right, perfect. Sounds like a plan.
All right, Michael. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You made a great decision today. Enjoy your evening, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 10.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.